to this verse is Acts chapter 13, from verses 1 to 3. There is a misprint on your program. Sorry about that. In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. In AD 381, finalized Nicene-Constantinopolitan Creed, Church defined Church as the Oneness Church, Holy Church, Universal Church, Apostolic Church. Without a doubt, church must be the church of oneness because, just like written in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, our faith is aimed at the only one God. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all in all and in all. The meaning of a church being one does not imply the number of a church building or its format. There can be countless churches and denominations in this world. However, church's faith should be aimed at the only one true in God. The reason of a church has to be the holy church because head of a church, God, who is holy, and also we are called to be holy congregation in Jesus Christ, who paid our debt on the cross. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, Apostle Paul testifies that Corinthian church, as those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy together. Church is the place where people assembled who is called to be holy congregation. We also call each other by name, member of congregation. Congregation means holy people. Are we calling each other a member of congregation because of our nature, being holy? No, we are no more than just hideous sinners. However, we are holy people because God has accepted and called us as righteous and holy people in Jesus Christ. Therefore, we have a duty to live like we are holy people. The reason for God distinguishing us as holy congregation is to give us a chance to live a holy life like holy people. The strength of church and Christians originates by being distinguished from the world and our lives. The reason why church can only change the world when possessing the holiness lies here. The meaning that church has to be apostolic implies that church should be built on the foundation of God's words apostles taught us. Ephesians chapter 2, 20 goes like this. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Church cannot be church if its foundation is not based on apostles and prophets. In other words, not having the foundation of Lord's words, which is taught by apostles and prophets. There is no connected way to Lord, who is Master, Head, and Cornerstone of Church, when there is no Word of God. None other man's word can do it.
그러므로 말씀을 전하는 사람은 자신이 말씀의 주인.
Only the word of God that is passed on by apostles and prophets is the only canal connecting us to Lord, and is the only instrument making us to be the church-like church. Therefore, a person who preaches God's word should always remind oneself as an instrument of God, God's word, not the master of it. And one who listens to Lord's word should not focus on the person who preaches, but the words that person is trying to pass on. In other words, person who preaches should consistently hide oneself from being the idol, and person who listens should be trained to look at the moon that is pointed by the finger, not the finger itself. We can frequently witness that when this is elect, church is downfall by becoming the certain human being's possession. The meaning of universal church implies ecclesiam catholicum, in other words, Catholic Church. However, already Roman Catholic is called as Catholic Church, so Protestant uses the term universal in order to differentiate Catholic from Roman Catholic. Whatever the name, being Catholic or universal is, the meaning is identically universal. The meaning of a church has to be universal, implies that church should be the place for everyone, regardless of race, fortune, whether they are from, scholastic ability, and age. In other words, no matter whether they are poor or rich, the church should be the place for everybody, regardless of age or sex, because our Lord, the Master of the Church, came to this world and was crucified on cross for all the people. John chapter 3:16 goes like this: For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Master of Church, our Lord, did not come to this world to save only certain people. He was not crucified on the cross for certain people. Lord came to this world for all the people and also shed His blood for all the people. Therefore, there cannot be any objection toward church which is run by Him has to be universal. However, it is not easy for church to be universal church. In America, there are exclusive churches for Caucasians and Black, and churches that screen the qualification of believers. It's not the exception in Korea. There are Christians who boast about their church being the church where many elite people attend. That is like self-demonstration of showing their church not being universal church. If it is hard for us who are living in 21st century to form universal church, then what is the point of mentioning what it would be like in 2,000 years ago? Then it was the time of radically hierarchical society. There was classification of owner and slave, and royal and lower class. But it was like a revolution when church is forming the universal church where no discrimination between owner and slave, royal and lower class in the hierarchical society. It seems to be impossible, but it was not really impossible in the history.
Acts chapter 12
ends with Paul and Barnabas finishing their mission to send their aid to the church in Antioch, who were facing the severe famine and returning to Antioch, accompanied by young adult Mark. And today's verse, Acts chapter 13, verse 1, starts as follows. In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. This verse lists the Antioch church's prophets and teachers. In other words, it shows Antioch church's list of leadership. Antioch church's leadership was formed by a total of five people. The first person is Barnabas, who is Levite from a powerful family. In other words, born of Orthodox Jewish. The second person is Simeon, called Niger. This verse does not state any detailed information about him, such as his age, job, or scholastic ability. Rather, only state who he is, Niger. The word Negro, meaning black people, was derived from Latin Niger, meaning black. Therefore, Simeon is a black person. 2,000 years ago in Roman Empire, most of black people were slaves and Jewish were radical racists. From the viewpoint of the Jews, Simeon, the Niger who was a slave, was of the lowest class. The third person is Lucius of Cyrene. Cyrene is currently Libya. Lucius was a nameless foreigner who had no designations other than the fact that he was from Libya. The fourth person is Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. The Greek word centrophos refers to brothers who share the same mother's breast or a friend from childhood. Whichever situation it may be, this proves that Manaen was from the immoral ruling class. Otherwise, it would not be possible for him to be called centrophos of Herod. At that time, for the Jews under the rule of the Romans, all household members and close friends of the Herods were considered to be a target for hatred and destruction. For example, the Herod's family would be traitor like Lee Wan-yong in the days of Japanese occupation. Manaen, who was a traitor, was in the leadership. And the last person in the leader group was Saul. Saul is the old name of Paul, and he had been an enemy of the early church who had prosecuted the Christians and trampled on the church. From the list, the five mentioned people are so different that it is impossible to think them as belonging to a single group. However, in the Lord, they recovered their humanity and identity to form the universal church. The church of Antioch had not used Simeon the Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen the traitor as a means to promote and show off their church. These were people who had the solid leadership to run the church of Antioch when Paul and Barnabas were sent as missionaries. In one word, the church of Antioch was an ideal universal church in Jesus Christ, where people who would not have been able to join together outside of the church became one. The Roman period was a time of caste, and this was an unbelievable revolutionary event. However, it was possible because the master of the church of Antioch was the Lord. It would rather be strange if the church headed by the Lord does not form a universal church. 2,000 years ago, there were people of two extremes who followed the Lord. For example, there were zealots such as Simon or the tax collector Matthew. The zealots were the radical action groups fighting for their independence from Rome. On the other hand, the tax collector was an immoral person living off the blood of his fellow people for the good of the Roman Empire. From the viewpoint of Simon the zealot, the tax collector Matthew would be public enemy number one. And from the viewpoint of Matthew, Simon would be a foolish radical who did not follow the current trends. In addition, there was the poor Peter from Galilee, the billionaire Joseph from Arimathea, the humble prostitute Mary Magdalene, and the respected member of Sanhedrin, Nicodemus. Their people were of heterogeneous background, and it would have been impossible for them to sit at the same table. Nevertheless, they were able to overcome their differences and recover their humanity and identity and become one in Jesus Christ. It is because the salvation of Jesus Christ is an universal salvation that is bestowed not only to the rich and respected, but to all men and women, regardless of age and wealth. In John chapter 17, the prayer of Jesus before he was arrested And after the Last Supper is recorded.
내용이 기술되어 있습니다. 그 중에 요한복음 17장 11절
It is the verse
이런 내용의
11, the later part of verse 11. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
주님께서는 지금 당신의 이질적인 제자들이
The Lord earnestly requested and prayed that His heterogeneous disciples be one, even after the Lord had left, as the Father God and Son God are the one.
하나님께 간구드렸습니다. 주님의 구원이 남녀노소 빈부귀천을 막는
It was not possible for him to say such a prayer unless his salvation was an universal salvation for everyone. However, this story not only applies to the New Testament but also to the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 14 verse 29 So that the Levites who have no allotment of inheritance of their own and the alliance, the fatherless and the widows who live in your towns may come and eat and be satisfied, and so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hand. Psalm chapter 68, verse 4 and 5 Sing to God, sing praise to His name, extol Him who rides on the clouds, His name is Lord, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in His holy dwelling.
거룩한 처소에 계신 하나님은 고아의 아버지시며 과부의 재판장이십니다.
From the old days to the present, human beings look down to the poor, powerless, pitiful people. However, unlike such human beings, the wanderers, the fatherless, the widow, the powerless, pitiful people were within God's dwelling from the days of the Old Testament. Thus, the church cannot become universal only with people of different walks of life, but anyone can build a universal church only in the true in God, regardless of the sex, age, or wealth, because God provides universal salvation to all. Let us think about this. In the church at Antioch, Orthodox Jewish person Barnabas, black slave Simeon, nameless foreigner Lucius, and Manaen who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and the former enemy of the church Paul, had come together. They all had different social backgrounds, different ideologies, different ways of life. Different ways of thinking and different educational backgrounds, then just imagine how much conflict they would have had from their different cultural, social, ideological, and educational backgrounds. Nevertheless, they overcame all of their different backgrounds and established an ideal universal church. It was so because each of them were Christians who had accepted the Lord, who had provided them with universal salvation as their master. It would have been impossible for them, but it was possible through the salvation of the Lord. It is natural for the church at Antioch that formed the true universal church to be the channel of the Lord, to make us be one, and to deliver the humankind as the Lord had prayed for. If anyone who wants to live a new life in the Jesus Christ should be able to get into church. Because we are the disciples of Jesus Christ.
2000년 전 주님께서 이 땅에 계실 때
2000 years ago
주님 곁에는
when he was on this earth
어부, 군인, 학자,
there were
정치,
scholars,
부자,
rich,
거지,
fishermen,
남자, 여자,
man and woman,
유태인,
Jews,
이방인, 노인,
Gentiles,
아이,
elderly people,
창녀,
prostitutes,
강도 등이 한데
were together around 있었습니다. Jesus Christ.
예수 그리스도께서 빈부 귀천을 막론하고 모든 사람에게 보편적 구원을 베풀어 주시는
Since Jesus Christ
보편적 구원을
provided universal salvation
가능한 일이었습니다.
It was possible.
그러므로
So
주님 안에서 새로운 생명을 얻기 원하는
If anyone who wants to live a new life in Jesus Christ even swindlers, alcoholics, murderers, beggars, and dictators should be allowed to attend the worship service because the Lord is the Savior for everyone. Therefore, any church which denies to be a universal church is not a real church, no matter how big it is. The church that serves the Lord should be universal to anybody without discrimination. However, there is a great premise. Church is neither a system nor a building. Church is the meeting of people who serve Jesus Christ as their master. So, they have to be universal since the church is universal. As we confessed Apostles' Creed today, we confess that we believe in Holy Catholic Church. Catholic Church is Ecclesiam Catholicum, which means Universal Church. Every Sunday, we confess that our 100th anniversary memorial church is a universal church. In other words, it is the confession of our determination to be universal Christians who consist of 100th anniversary memorial church. Apostle Paul, who went to Damascus to arrest and bring Christians back to Jerusalem, was called by the Lord on the way to Damascus. He lost his eyesight because of the light of the Lord. The Lord commanded Ananias, who had lived in Damascus, to pray with his hands on Paul to get him his eyesight back. However, Ananias was reluctant to obey by saying all bad things Paul did to church. The Lord told Ananias like this. Through. It is written in Acts chapter 9, verse 15. But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel." Paul, Ananias knew, was a mobster. But after realizing that the Lord chose Paul to be his instrument, Ananias obeyed and went and helped him to see the world again. Thanks to the help of Ananias, who was a universal Christian, Paul, who was once against Jesus Christ, began his life again as a Christian. Paul was also a universal Christian and was able to start the universal church with Barnabas, who was Orthodox Jew, Simeon, who was once a slave, Lucio, a nameless Gentile, and Manaen, who was a traitor. The important thing is that only universal church is able to be real church, oneness church, holy church, and apostolic church. Since Antioch church was a universal church, those who were not eligible to sit around the table together could form a holy church which is distinguished from this world. Since Antioch church was a universal church, it was able to be apostolic church, which was founded on the words of God. Since Antioch Church was a universal church, those who were from different backgrounds could be together and form the church. It was a natural result that the Lord renewed the history of this world through Antioch Church. Dear brothers and sisters, while the Lord was on this world, there were fishermen, tax collectors, soldiers, scholars, politicians, rich people, beggars, sick people, prostitutes, robbers, Jews, Gentiles, men, women, elderly people, and children around him. We are not supposed to be here unless the salvation of the Lord is universal. If you really believe this, you should be universal Christians first, shouldn't you? Let us be universal Christians who fight against injustice and evil, but warmly embrace anybody who wants to live a new life, regardless of their past, job, education, class, and origin. Then our home and work, our 100th anniversary memorial church, is able to be Antioch Church of this era. In other words, real universal church, oneness church, holy church, and apostolic church.
보편적인 그리스도인으로 살아가는 우리를 통해 만민에게 보편적인 구원을 주시기 위해 이 땅에 오셨던
who came to this world, who is the way and the truth and the life, will work through our lives as universal Christians. Let's pray. Paul had lived as a universal Christian for the rest of his life since the Lord saved him, who was against the Lord. Since then, wherever he went, universal churches were founded, such as Antioch Church, and the Lord renewed the history of human beings through him. Who lived as a universal Christian. Apostle Paul advises us like this in prison in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1-4. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Lord, you gave me the grace of salvation unilaterally, and let us live as universal Christians like Paul. Let our home, work, and our church be Antioch Church that lightens up this dark world through each of us who live as universal Christians. Let the ground we stand on with our both feet, wherever it is, be universal church, oneness church, holy church, and apostolic church. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.